This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two, you can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And
then there were two.
Yeah. So we spent a good portion of the last hour talking about child support, custody, things of that sort. And then we did have a caller that was asking a question about what we thought about how important is it for parents to have, you know, similar viewpoints,
right,
on
come together on
child rearing things.
And important points about that. How do you make decisions about education and corporal punishment and
right,
things like that? And I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that I suspect your relationship's going to be much smoother if you're compatible in those ways already.
Yes.
And that's one of those things, you know, you want to look for.
Right. And we did ask if that caller could hold the line to stay through the news, but unfortunately has dropped off. But we do have somebody in the Discord call-in line. We've got Vaginitarian calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Vaginitarian?
Hold on. It appears that they
I'm here.
Muted.
I'm here.
There
they
you go.
Muted. I All am
right.
So sorry. Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're good. Thank you.
Doing well. What's on your mind?
So I called in because I would like to talk to Heather, but she's unfortunately flown the coop. But I would like to still provide a female perspective on the arguments, which I wanted to have direct with Heather, but regardless.
Sure.
Yep, go ahead.
It is very easy for a woman to get emotional, as we've just seen, but I think the entire problem with Heather, especially on the show, is she speaks purely from emotion, and that's a big problem with recruiting women to the libertarian ideas, and it is biologically harder for us, I think, to think rationally. It just isn't how we're designed as caregivers, but that doesn't mean it's impossible, and certainly if we want to have this ideological society where we all get along and take care of one another in Heather's world, that needs to start with a calm, measured, rational conversation, which leads me to Chris, who I actually appreciate on the show. Shout out to you, because nobody else ever speaks calmly to Heather. I don't even know that I could do it right now if she was truly on the show, and that certainly Lumpy couldn't, because she does incite a lot of anger with her emotional viewpoints that aren't based in rationality. They're not based in logic, but yet somehow you manage to do that every single Thursday. And I just wish you would respond in kind, because that's perhaps where she could start to learn. She could start to grow and maybe even progress out of these ideas, like a lot of young female libertarians do in their youth, as I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish I could have provided that to her, and I hope she listens to it later.
Chris is definitely able to tranquilo all the time.
I'm highly impressed with it, and it's why I enjoy Heather on the show. I do not agree with anything she ever says, but I absolutely love Chris on the show, because then I learn from him as he talks to Heather, and I think about what she's saying and the people in my life that have the same viewpoints as her, and how I might be able to do the same thing if I could become educated as Chris is.
Well, I don't know about any of that. So, first of all, I'm not highly educated.
but you are smart.
You're educated about what you're discussing.
Well, yeah, whatever.
You're not a dum-dum by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, thank you.
Whether you went to Harvard or
top 10 of my graduating class of 12.
You know, a community college or whatnot. You're not a dummy.
Well, I think why it's easy for me to talk with Heather is because I was that statist personality. I was that for most of my life. I mean, I started voting Republican and pretty much being a state worshiper, as I look back on it with some disgust, since 1982, since I went into the military and I started getting all these great pay raises because Reagan was in, and after year, and then, you know, started to adopt this, you know, belief that that small government was good government and that we can get to where we need to be by just, if everybody could adopt that, if we could just get these Democrats on board with this idea of smaller government. But then as time goes on, you find out that there is only one real party and you're not invited to it, and that that government of any size, the best thing you can say about government is it's inefficient, and there's a lot of things you can say that are worse about it. Right. So I just don't see logically why that would ever make sense to anyone. So I guess what I would say is I'm just trying to coax her along the same path that I took, how I got from there to where I am today. And it's a moral question, and I do believe she feels she's a very moral person. But that's where I like these conversations that become about morals, because then it makes you challenge what you've always thought.
I agree. I think a lot of her arguments are based in this idea of moralism, and again, they are highly emotional and they're very charged, and I think she truly does have good intentions and that she cares and she just wants love and what's good for everybody else. But similarly to you, I feel like I had a background similar to Heather's, where I did have this status mentality, so much so that when I was in high school, I was arguing for the Patriot Act before I joined the military myself.
Right.
And it is possible, if you stick more to the morals than to the emotional side, if you rationalize more on the morality than the emotions of, I love my daughter, so I want all this, this, and this from the state, but you stick to the morality of being good and not enforcing violence on others, you can come back from arguing for the Patriot Act. You can come back from where Heather is shouting on Free Talk Live. But if anything, the very first thing she needs to do is to stop and listen. And we all have it. Even when I'm calling in, I'm like, make sure I listen to what they're saying, not just forming what I'm going to say next. And that's where it needs to start.
Yeah, I would agree totally. And what I don't know, I can't put my mind on exactly what the exact moment was, but when I stopped thinking about politics and government as, you know, a system that either works or it doesn't, and started thinking of it in terms of morality, I came to realize, and this was following Ron Paul stuff, that libertarianism is the most moral system. It's not
the most consistent.
Yeah, but for me, what was really important was morals. How can I find something that I actually feel good about promoting, and think that it would do the world a whole lot of justice to bring it into the mainstream, and that's what I really like.
I agree 100%, and I wish I could say this to her, but if she decides to come back tonight, I'd be happy to talk to her.
She will not be coming back tonight, Vaginitarian. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate it.
Let's go
Thank
to
you.
The Skype, if I can figure out how to do this, because they're on the same pot. I think I have this. Dave Ridley, are you with us?
Well, in spirit.
Yes. All right. Well, we've got you. Because the Skype and the Discord are on the same thing, and I wanted to make sure that all the things are done. So, Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, I was over at the Police Standards and Training Council in Concord, New Hampshire, the other day.
All right. What is the Police Standards and Training Council?
Well, this is an oversimplified answer, but basically an institution that you can go to complain to about officers, and they also make some action against officers sometimes.
True.
Okay.
It's made up of, a legislatively designated collection of police and lay people and maybe some other types of people.
All right. I'm guessing you learned something, and hopefully you will hold on the line and tell us what it is you learned. when you went to the Police Standards and Training Council. I'm sure you learned standards and training. Maybe. Maybe not. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to Drink Responsibly.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, I see that you're wearing kind of a plain, boring t-shirt, not like mine that is witty and clever and only costs $6.
Well, yeah, but I have one. Well, it doesn't say exactly what yours
right.
says,
so
but I have
really... my shirt for people that are listening.
It has a picture of T-Rex tipped over, and it says T-Rex hates push-ups.
Right, because
you know,
his tiny little arms
right.
and a big giant head.
T-Rex is a small arms dealer.
Yeah, yeah. It's witty, it's clever, and again, it only costs $6, and maybe you only have $6, and you're one of those libertarians that refuses to buy things from people that aren't libertarians. Well, you could get this shirt, or one of probably, I dare say, hundreds, if not well over 1,000 different designs. They're at $6shirts.com. They have a gigantic selection of witty, clever T-shirts that will make you possibly the most exciting person in your boring social group. Again, starting at $6, although they do have a daily special, what they call the Tea Time Special, where they have a shirt for $4. And again, it's a randomly selected, or they select and say, here's the Tea Time design, $4 until midnight. But you do have to sign up for the email list to wind up knowing about those. And these shirts are sold by somebody like you, a listener to Free Talk Live. $6shirts.com. They do accept Bitcoin. They actually have Bitcoin designs on some of their shirts. And if you use code FTL, you save 10% off of your entire order. $6shirts. That's the number 6. $6shirts.com. Code FTL. Let's go back to the Skype where we've got Dave Ridley calling in from, I believe, somewhere in New Hampshire. Dave, you said that you went up to Concord a couple days ago, went to the Police Standards and Training Council.
Yeah, so they have this process they go through where they punish police officers sometimes. And people can complain against police officers. People can speak before the council, I believe.
Okay.
But I always have this idea that the government tends to arm wrestle against itself. So one thing that the government does is aimed in a certain direction, and there's some other thing they're doing that's aimed in the opposite direction. And for instance, in Dallas, they had a thing going where they would, give aid to the homeless, but they would also arrest the homeless for panhandling, right?
Right, right.
So the thing with the council is they seem to be a fairly transparent organization, considering they're kind of cops in many cases, and they're happening at a cop facility and so forth. They were pretty accommodating to me and fairly friendly. But while I was there, almost as soon as I got there, again, to this council that is supposed to help resolve complaints against officers and prevent officers from misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were all these officers around, and they were in training, I guess, and they were marching military style to the water fountain and back to their class. And it was just this militaristic feel. They were polite and professional, but still it looked silly. It looked militaristic. I don't know how marching to the water fountain helps them arrest a burglar. And it seemed like I was seeing the source of the problem, the militarization of the police, right next to the supposed solution.
All right. Hold on. I've got a question here, and I kind of want to play devil's advocate. But first, I need an answer to the question. Were they actually marching to the water fountain, or were they just walking?
I'm sure they're marching in formation. Marching in formation. Synchronized.
I think I once used the term marching in step or in lockstep, and I think that may have been an exaggeration. I'm not sure they were actually in lockstep. If you look at the first video, I guess it's called, the video is called Ridley Raids Cop Shop, or Ridley, a cop meeting faces Ridley Raid or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I was asking whether it was actual marching or they just happened to, be stepping together is there have been, I don't want to say social experiments, but people have observed people walking together in groups, and they have found that the steps do wind up, basically being almost simultaneously when people are walking in groups.
Yeah, and you can walk in a group without, you can march without being Stalin, right? But it's still just this, you know, I can only see a little bit of what's going on. And I wasn't there very long before I was just inundated with these people, you know, going in formation to the water fountain and back and right. back to the water fountain, and constantly back and forth and back and forth at his water fountain. As I was there asking questions about police, you know, how are you asking these chiefs, you know, what they're doing to bring the death rate down and the number of people they're killing. It seemed like there was a connection.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, Dave?
That is all.
Thanks for the call, David.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of police and excessive force, there was a U.S. Supreme Court ruling earlier this week where the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday sided with an Arizona police officer in a case testing the constitutional limits for the use of force, throwing out a lawsuit brought against a woman that was shot four times in her driveway because she was holding a kitchen knife. Over the dissent of two of the liberal justices, the court overturned a 2016 lower court ruling that had allowed the civil rights lawsuit seeking $150,000 in damages from a University of Arizona Police Department corporal, Andrew Casella. The wounded woman, Amy Hughes, had accused Casella of using excessive force in the 2010 incident in violation of the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which supposedly protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. The court issued its decision at a time of intense focus on the issue of police use of force arising from a series of incidents across the country, most recently the murder of Stephen Clark in his backyard by police in Sacramento. In the case decided on Monday, the court ruled in an unsigned opinion that Casella was entitled to. Chris, do you want to take a guess what they said he was entitled to?
$100 million.
Qualified immunity, which protects him from litigation because he did not violate, quote unquote, any clearly established law.
Oh, jeez.
In the dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote that Casella's conduct was unreasonable and that the court should not shield him from liability. She criticized the decision as another example of its unflinching willingness to reverse lower courts when they deny officers immunity. Fellow liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg joined Sotomayor in the dissent. The decision sends the wrong signal to police, Sotomayor says, adding it tells officers they can shoot first and think later. It tells the public that palpably unreasonable conduct will go unpunished. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, you know, we are big fans of cryptocurrency here on this show. And, you know, Bitcoin was the first one of cryptocurrencies to, you know, basically come to market back in 2009. And at the time, blockchain was revolutionary, and since then, blockchain tech has been adopted by industries around the world. But when it comes to currency transactions, you don't always want your transactions on public display for everyone to see. That's what makes Zencash so great. Zencash has a privacy option for transactions and messaging using zero-knowledge proofs. Zencash has over 8,500 secure nodes, making it one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded in their white paper. Zencash has better tech than their competition. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. So we got on the topic of police misconduct, partly thanks to Dave Ridley calling in about his visit to the Police Standards and Training Council. There was the court ruling earlier this week from the U.S. Supreme Court where they ruled that police officer for the University of Arizona was, you know, he had immunity, qualified immunity, because he didn't violate any clearly established law when he shot a woman four times.
Right.
For holding a kitchen knife. an opinion piece, or at least I think this is an opinion piece from the LA Times, says that civil liberties advocates on the right and left have sharply criticized the ruling. Clark Neely, vice president of the Libertarian Cato Institute, said this ruling gives yet another green light to officers who use deadly force as a tool of first resort instead of last. It does so based on a legal doctrine, qualified immunity, that the Supreme Court invented out of the whole cloth to help create a policy of near zero accountability for law enforcement.
Hey, Daryl.
Yes.
Can I get some of that qualified immunity? Because sometimes that would come in really happy.
You got any more of that qualified immunity?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking of is that Dave Chappelle where he's looking like the crackhead? You got any more of that qualified immunity?
You got any of that qualified immunity?
You got any more of those taxation of theft memes?
Right. But the thing is no, of course you can't, and no, of course I can't have that, because those things are saved for government. Right. The whole concept, and here in New Hampshire, it even applies to us. And I spent some time in local government, as you know, Daryl.
Yep.
And it's interesting to sit down, with attorneys from, various, state or municipal association agencies, and them tell you that, really, as a town, it's pretty tough to get sued.
Ooh,
it's really tough.
Currently.
I understand. But really, on a lot of things, when it comes to police, when it comes to, did you take care of the roads or did you make them unsafe and all these different things, the state just gets a pass.
Right. And part of that is because they'll just, and by they, I mean the courts, will just say, you, Chris, don't have standing to bring this lawsuit.
Right. Right.
Well, there's legislation that's working its way through the legislature in New Hampshire that would put a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November that would say that a taxpayer does have standing.
Yes.
Now, that's not to say that the judge isn't going to wind up doing what they did here and say, oh, well, you didn't violate any clearly established law, so therefore immunity. It just says that they can't throw it out based on you lack standing, which is a general go-to.
Yeah, and I think what we've seen, and we've certainly seen since the beginning of the war on drugs, has been this idea that police, to do their jobs effectively, must have more and more leeway.
Right.
That we, courts are like, well, we say, yeah, you have to have evidence before we get you a search warrant. But you know what? In this special case, because you don't have physical evidence, okay, maybe not a big deal. And it just keeps sliding in favor of government to allow them to do what they do. And I really think we're due for a reset.
And one of the arguments that I've heard for why police and other government agents need to have these immunities is without all of these immunities, nobody would take one of these jobs.
Well, that should tell you something, shouldn't it, Daryl?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but yes, if
you're... Stop violating people's rights, and then you don't have to worry about whether or not you have immunity.
Yeah, and if... Honestly, I mean, if the job is that difficult, and if that means that we're going to get fewer people that are going to apply for it, and go through all these crazy limitations that, the Constitution puts on them, and courts have been putting on them, and, that society demands of them, that they be... almost like a unrealistically godly level of justice. Yes, that's what I want. I want that guy who has just put his or woman who has put their life into the idea of law enforcement and how do I do this and respect the laws and respect people's rights. I want that guy. What I don't want is somebody who accomplished a 4-week training course, happens to be buff, and maybe was, a veteran. And
right.
Those are the qualifications, and that's it. And, I do think that we need to bring law enforcement up to the higher standard. I think that that's not an unreasonable thing to ask
right.
for.
A higher standard like what applies to security officers?
Well,
because security officers, if they wind up shooting somebody...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying.
They wind up personally being held responsible. They get fired from their job. They don't go on one of these paid administrative leave things.
Right.
If, during all the time that I was a security guard, and I worked security for, what, about 4.5 years in a couple different states. If I would have ever done anything horrible,
right,
Daryl would have been wound up responsible.
Right.
There wouldn't have been any Daryl has qualified immunity because, you know, he's got a badge from whatever the security company is.
Of course not. And that's the whole thing. It's in these areas, when we build up the demand for a particular kind of job, particularly when government does it, so, for example, soldiers, you know, because we're in war after war after war, and we've been in war for, you know, nonstop for
240 years, yeah, almost.
There might have been a brief time there when we weren't. I'll have to double-check that.
The claim is there have been 20 years, but if you go through
I've
and
seen that
look,
too.
The U.S. military has been involved in some kind of something.
They were doing something somewhere.
Yeah.
But, again, we do that. We build up the number of soldiers. We end up growing the numbers vastly. We end up lowering standards so we can get more people in, and I'm sad to say that you do end up with a lower class of applicant, and then you're going to have these things that go wrong. I don't think your average soldier, for example, is really going to play let's go hunt the terrorist like they were caught doing in Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, where they were just sending civilians out and, you know, then shooting them just to have something to shoot at. I don't think your typical person on the police force drives out every day to go look for, you know, somebody to pull over and beat them senseless.
Right.
But when you create such a vast pool, and because you're demanding so many people to come into it, then you're just going to do it, and you're going to lower your standards. I remember when police officers, most of them had a criminal justice degree. Is that even still a thing?
Criminal justice degrees still exist, but I don't think that it's, you know, a prerequisite or even a, hey, we would like you to have.
Right. And I know from hiring police chiefs and things like that, that maybe at a chief level you would look for that, but you weren't necessarily looking for that at, you know, the average beat cop, you know, the patrol officer. That wasn't a thing. So maybe we need to do some of that, too. And maybe if we have better cops, we can have fewer cops, and then we save some money, too.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then also the crime rate goes down because they're not arresting people for having an open beer on a sidewalk. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome you. Drink responsibly.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And, well, we here at Free Talk Live, we're helping build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but Liberty.menu is different because there's a bit of a social networking aspect to where you can actually connect and share with other users. And you wind up getting points. And right now, somebody sitting in the studio is number one on the leaderboard.
You are, Daryl.
And use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And if you use code FTL, you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu. And don't forget, use that code FTL to get that special listener badge. So let's jump back into this article here from the LA Times about the Supreme Court ruling earlier this week where the court wound up, well, they didn't actually rule on the case of Casella v. Hughes because the justices said that Casella, quote, acted reasonably when he used potentially deadly force against Amy Hughes, who was standing in her driveway with a knife. David Cole, legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union, said officers who use lethal force unconstitutionally should be held accountable, saying, quote, giving a free pass to officers under these circumstances will only exacerbate the problem. Federal laws since the Civil War have allowed people to sue government officials, including the police, for violating their constitutional rights. But in recent years, the Supreme Court has erected a shield of immunity for police and said officers may not be sued unless victims can point to a nearly identical shooting that had been deemed unconstitutionally excessive in a previous decision.
Okay, so if we never get one because they can't rule against them. This is circular logic. Am I
right?
Right. So it's saying, unless there's been a previous case, it's exactly the same as this one, where the officer was found to be guilty, but we're not going to listen to him unless you've ever heard one.
Right.
It's absurd.
I forget if it was Kafka or that other guy that called it a catch-22.
Right. Joseph Heller.
Yeah, Heller, Kafka, close enough. Close it sounds enough, like right. Something that would come from the mind of Kafka.
Right. But this, geez, I mean, is it that hard to imagine that we hold police to a higher standard? Is it that wrong to hold this position that is authorized by our society, authorized by our government to carry deadly force anywhere, and not hold them to a higher standard, that they can take a life at any given moment? I just don't see what sense this makes. And, you know, we can go back to the root causes of the war on drugs and why we're in this position now. We can talk about militarization of the police departments, like Dave Ridley brought up earlier,
right,
and all these different things. But why not? To me, these rulings should be the opposite.
Right.
They should always be, did the officer do everything possible to avoid a confrontation and a potential loss of life or an injury to a citizen?
And rather than decide whether Casella used excessive force, the court instead ruled that he could not be sued because the victim, Amy Hughes, could not cite a similar case involving a police officer shooting a person holding a knife. The court ruling says in part, police officers are entitled to qualified immunity unless existing precedent squarely governs the specific facts at issue. This is far from an obvious case in which a competent officer would have known that shooting Hughes to protect Chadwick. Chadwick was one of the people standing in the driveway near her. Shooting Hughes to protect Chadwick would violate the Fourth Amendment and its ban on unreasonable seizures. In recent months, legal scholars and the Cato Institute have joined civil rights lawyers in criticizing the court's approach to police shootings. University of Chicago law professor William Baud, a former clerk for Chief Justice John Roberts Jr., has argued the justices invented the doctrine of qualified immunity in the 1980s and have steadily expanded it to block suits in cases of excessive force.
Yeah, it's time to reverse this. It's time for people to start demanding of their representatives that this needs to go the other direction. My God, I mean, any time the government feels that people are getting out of control, they have too many rights, you know, whatever,
right,
we have to rein this back in for, you know, for society, for the sake of our children, whatever it happens to be,
right,
we've got to rein in this behavior we don't feel is moral, we don't feel is right. Well, I'm sorry, I feel that the taking of a human life is the most immoral thing you can possibly do, and it can only be done under the strictest, the most stringent circumstances.
Right. And then what happened with the case several years ago where the police threw a flashbang into the baby's crib and the family sued? Didn't that wind up getting kicked out of court? The cops had no reason to believe that there would be a baby in a crib on the other side of the window
that
they threw a flashbang grenade into?
Right, well, they had the wrong address and everything else. I will have to Google that.
Go around randomly throwing flashbang grenades into people's windows because, you know, why would I think that there's going to be a baby on the other side of a window?
No, Daryl, police can do that. You can't do that. You do not have qualified immunity. And again,
I've got a shiny badge.
Yeah, but
it says shiny badges don't grant extra rights, but it's shiny and it's a badge.
I know that, but you know, it's just not how it works. And I would hope, and this is where I will side with, you know, people that I don't always agree with politically, and
like,
that's
Sonia Sotomayor.
Yeah, as an example of one of the most liberal justices on the Supreme Court today, and I will. You know, I'd love to reach out to Black Lives Matter folks and all sorts of groups. Antifa. I mean, are they against this kind of thing? I will work with Antifa to try to address these things. It just blows me away. And I think that any American, and this is what drives me nuts, conservatives, you know, those who feel that the government should be small and restricted and of limited power, they should be supporting this. And gun rights people should be supporting this,
right,
and everybody else.
Sotomayor said the majority had revised the facts to favor the officer. Hughes held a kitchen knife down by her side with the blade facing away from Chadwick, who was the other person standing in the driveway. Hughes was nowhere near the officers, had committed no illegal act, was suspected of no crime, and did not raise the knife in the direction of Chadwick or anyone else. Two officers kept talking, but, quote, without giving a warning that they would open fire, Casella shot Hughes four times, leaving her seriously wounded. If this account of Casella's conduct sounds unreasonable, that's because it was. She added, the court's one-sided approach to qualified immunity transforms the doctrine into an absolute shield for law enforcement officers, gutting the deterrent effect of the Fourth Amendment.
So would you like an update? We had talked a little bit about that, the deputy who had tossed a flashbang grenade in Georgia.
Yeah.
Happened in Atlanta. This was from 2015 when this came out, but a former Georgia deputy has been acquitted in the federal court of lying to a judge in connection with a drug raid last year that left a toddler critically injured. The case of then 19-year-old Bunkum Fonasavia, known as Baby Boo Boo, drew intense criticism from the American Civil Liberties Union, which described the raid as a stark example of, quote, systemic police militarization, unquote. Authorities were serving a late-night raid or a no-knock warrant on May 28, 2014, at a home where they believed Baby Boo Boo's father's nephew, a suspected meth dealer, was staying. When they lobbed in a flash grenade, the nephew wasn't home, and the grenade, designed to disorient its target, landed in Boo Boo's crib. Boo Boo was placed in a medically induced coma. His mother, Alicia, wrote in Salon that the grenade covered his body in burns and ripped a hole in his chest that exposed his ribs, unquote. Yet, again, that was a case where I'll try to read more into this article and find out. But, you know, here you have this case of being at the wrong house. The people that were supposed to be there weren't there.
Right.
You pull a no-knock raid, which puts everybody's lives in danger, including the police officers. Something horrible like this goes wrong, and the cop walks free.
Found a headline from February 2016, $3.6 million awarded in flashbang grenade maiming of the baby. But still, no actual punishment for the cop. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.